137-117, the Blazers take down the Utah Jazz last night. I was excited to watch my guy, Walter Clayton Jr. I had kind of forgotten about him, yeah, like most players on the Jazz you forget about. It's just, you know, just flashbacks to college players that I love.
Funny thing is, the Jazz didn't really play poorly last night. Like, they scored 117 points, and yeah, some of that was in garbage time, but...
Blazer players just said, we ain't missing shots tonight, boys.
Which is funny, because in the first, like, 4 minutes, that's all they did. They started off 0 of 5 from 3. Here's the thing. Last night, the Blazers generated 19 threes in the first quarter, and I was like, oh, sweet Moses. This is a lot of threes. We were on pace for, like, 75 three-point attempts. They finished the night with 48, which is still a high volume, for sure. But the passing up good for great shots was at a premium last night.
And that's what we want to see from this offense. It's, you're talking off-ball movement, guys looking for the right move. Because if you look at the box score...
Guys did not dwell on the ball.
No. Denny got his points. Mm-hmm. Shaden got his points. So if your shot's going down and you're getting your buckets, why not have everybody else come to the party?
Yeah.
You know, City and Caleb Love had good nights, too.
Yeah, they had great
nights. It's like everybody's here to party. Donovan Clingan, my favorite Blazer right now. What is it, 19 rebounds he have? 17 rebounds? No. Dude, like, what's he been averaging over the last six games?
And him and Nurk were just absolutely... I'll tell you right now, Donovan looked like he was having some fun with Nurk. Not in the sense of like, oh, I'm whooping his butt. Because, look, man, Nurk will make you work. He is a
He
is a big, strong boy. And Nurk likes it when other guys want to bang with him.
I love that.
And Donovan likes that too, because a lot of times, especially when you're a big guy, sometimes you're stuck covering, you know, Chet out of the three-point line. You're like, this is lame. I don't want to do this.
I'm tired, boss.
But Nurk and Donovan, like, it's what you see kind of when you have, like, the fellow big man, you do, like, the wink and the nod of, like,
hello.
You want to play underneath? Let's play underneath. All right. Let's do the thing that we don't always get to do. And they got tangled up a couple different times. They got tied up for a jump ball, and Nurk kind of threw Donovan. Donovan kind of ended up falling. And Nurk didn't do the thing where he steps over him. It was a respect thing, and he went to go pick him up. It was like, and Nurk's not going to do that for everybody.
No. I love it because it's a kid and a vet.
Yeah, but
you know, Nurk, the vet kind of like, let's go, kid.
Yeah, let's see what you got, young fella. And Nurk, you know, Nurk wasn't complaining when they got physical with each other, and Don wasn't complaining when Nurk got physical with him. Like, it was fun to see, because so much of physicality, especially even for bigs, has been legislated out of the league.
Right.
It's like, these are massive dudes. Like, they just want to bang down low.
And not just legislated, but it's also the modern athlete, especially you bring in the Europeans. Like, Jokic doesn't really bang in the post a ton. He can.
Yeah.
He can, but he can also drain threes all night. So, like, that's part of it. Yeah, to your point, that old school big man clash just doesn't happen a whole lot.
Yeah, Nurk had 21, 12, and 5.
Look at this. Utah shot 50% from the field, 42 from downtown, 82 from the free throw.
And 117 points.
And got boat raced. Yes. That's how good this team was last night. Shout out to Denny doing Denny things. Shaden was awesome last night.
Denny started off 1 of 7.
Clean it up.
And he finished the night 10 of 19.
Clean it up. And Shaden had another highlight.
How many?
I mean,
the lob from Roops.
Yep. And he got up probably taller than I am.
Oh, buddy.
I'm 5'6 and 3/4. He probably was in the air higher than me.
He was above the box.
You could tell, because when he came down, he fell down. Yeah. That's how high he was.
Yeah, the steal
I'm going to get tonight.
The steal, Shaden giving the ball up to Roops, and Roops throwing a perfectly just weighted moon ball lob. It just let him go get it. Like, those ones, when you put just the right amount, it's like soccer. It's like when you put the right amount of pace on the ball where it just does the thing where it just falls perfectly for somebody to hit a volley. It's like, that's the same thing with an alley-oop. When it's just inch perfect, how it's floated, or when you fire one, like Chris Paul and Andre Miller are the two best lob passers in the history of the game.
That's why he had Dunk City or Lob City.
Like, it is what it is. But the Blazers have gotten really good over the last, I don't know, say 6 weeks, 8 weeks about throwing lobs.
Why not? You got Shaden Sharpe, one of the most freakish athletes in all of basketball.
You just have a lot of guys who were athletic. Chris Murray had a lob last night. Donovan had a lob last night. Shaden had 4 or 5 last night. It was the first time all season. Yes, they beat the Warriors game 2, and they beat them soundly, but they just stunted on the Jazz last night.
Yeah.
That was the thing, is they capitalize on points off turnovers. I think it finished with 27 was the number. Points off turnovers. Yeah, 27. 27 points off turnovers. That's a big old number.
That's a big old number. And I'll tell you what, you know.
And the Jazz didn't turn the ball over like crazy. They had 15.
Some people mentioned this on the text line and the YouTube chats as well, of just kind of like, I don't know if it really changes the win-loss total, but it makes it fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why Shaden is for most fans, is people get really amped about, because he does stuff like that, mm-hmm. and that's very pretty aesthetically.
It's tantalizing. You know,
it's like, it's the only reason I watch 1 vs. 16 seeds in the NCAA tournament, because with about 8 minutes to go, someone's throwing an alley-oop for a one seed who's mm-hmm. up by 30.
Yep.
Because you want to see that. It's fun. Why not? That's
why
the fun
I get
part
mad
of basketball.
When Shaden gets on a breakaway and just lays it up, it's like, no, absolutely not. Drew Holiday can do that. He's old. You are young. You're 23, 22 years old and spry.
And got hops
and you
for
got
days.
Bunnies for days. So when he caught back the windmill the other night, I was like, yes.
Thank you.
That's the thing.
Is Shaden ever going to do a dunk contest?
I think his feelings got hurt too much.
What?
He was going to do it his rookie year.
I remember.
And what ended up happening was they kept him out of the rookie sophomore game.
Right.
And Shea was like, what? I'm not just
going to come here and dunk. Yeah. I want to play.
And they had a chance to fix it, and they didn't. And
he's going to hold that for his whole career?
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Dude, get ups, man. I want to see ups.
I mean, Ant ended up going and winning.
Yeah. Like, it's great.
Like Simons.
Oh, Simons. Yeah. I don't think Simons is great. Sorry.
But he ended up going and winning. Like,
yeah.
And it raised his profile.
Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, Anthony or Gordon.
Yeah, Aaron Gordon.
Gordon, in once he got to Denver, we were like, oh, this guy can actually play basketball. Because mm-hmm. in Orlando, he was just, that's the dude that dunks.
Yeah.
Same with Zach LaVine. Oh, that's the dude that dunks.
Yeah, but it also raised, there's part of it, like, you don't want to get known as just that guy. But it also, it's a way to raise your profile.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing. Like, you don't have to be Mac McClung and be the sideshow.
No, you don't. And honestly, I don't want to be, unless that's all you've got.
Yeah.
And that's all Matt McClung has.
Yes.
I mean, is he on a roster?
He's Orlando's G League team still,
G League,
I think.
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, you got ups. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can actually ball like Shaden, I want more ups.
Mm-hmm.
I want more ups. We'll keep an eye on the Blazers. Next game's what, Thursday?
Nope, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
They have a two-game series with the Rockets.
Ooh.
No Şengün. Şengün is going to be out for a week or two, so.
Let the Klingon show reign supreme.
Well, I mean, Steven Adams is still there.
Do you think he'll bang with Steven Adams?
Absolutely.
Yes.
So I asked Donovan when I had him on the pod last year, at the end of the year, I was like, hey, man, what was the most, like, surprising thing that you saw this season? Doesn't have to be big. It can be anything. But, like, what was the thing that just, like, caught you off guard? And he goes, how strong Steven Adams is.
Right. You always say he's the strongest in the league.
It's not close. He's the strongest player in the league. And he goes, Donovan goes, I've never played against somebody that I couldn't move. He goes, no matter what I wanted to do or what I tried to do or like how I tried to move for him, I could not move him. That's what happens when you have 16 siblings.
You just understand. It's beaten into
he's,
you.
He's the youngest, too.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah, he's...
I assume he's the biggest.
Yeah, but he's got a couple sisters that...
He's an island boy, isn't he?
He's a Kiwi, yeah. New Zealander.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, Steven Adams is the strongest dude in the league. And honestly, it's a good matchup for him and not having to chase somebody around out there.
Sure.
That's when you get Donovan. Because that was the thing is over the last month, Donovan really hasn't been optimized as a defender. Last night, you saw him operate as a paint protector because he's playing against Nurk.
And he's going to have to learn to become a better paint protector.
Yeah. Well, no, paint protector, he's good. It's the when he gets caught in the in-between, when he has to stretch out outside the paint and make those decisions.
He's the big guy.
He's 7'3", 290 pounds, man. It's a lot of ground to cover when you're that big.
It's but a lot of body.
I want to give him credit, though, because he has been exceptional offensively. He went from finishing 60% of his shots at the rim last year. Over the last 3 weeks, he's at 78%.
Yeah.
I talked to one of the front office members last night about him, and he goes, I was like, what do you think changed? Because his hands weren't that great last year. And he goes, I'd argue his hands have always been good. It's that he is slowing down. And talking to Tiago pregame, Tiago told me it was confidence. So it's a lot of things all coming together because it's not just him finishing at the rim. Mm-hmm. It's him knocking down threes. I mean, did you see the threes he took last night?
Yes, I did.
When he lets it go, it's arrogant.
Mm-hmm. It's got some swaggy on it.
Buddy of mine replied with his shot has a, do you know who my dad is at the end of it? And I'm just like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. There's an arrogance that comes off at the end. I like it.
And that's why I can't watch King of the Hill.